RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy.
It is time to tickle Vlad's fancy. That is my Tobin impression.
I'm quite ticklish.
I have an awesome lineup for you, bro.
Do you now?
I'm going to start things at home. Something you don't have to wait for, Vlad.
Really?
Stranger Things. 3 episodes came out yesterday at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
After the game?
Stranger Things bandwagon. Yes, after the game.
I'm not a Stranger Things fan. So
Heard. Yeah. Now, before this season even came out, we were told that each one of these episodes essentially would be like a movie.
Fancy, not tickled.
But I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of was late on the train as well. Didn't really care for it. Kids on bikes, 80s, blah, blah, blah. Long story short.
Live through it. Okay.
Some of the best television I've ever seen.
Really?
Can I even call it television? Some of the best show. It's one of the best things I've ever seen. I'm not going to lie to you. It was truly epic on multiple levels. The cinematography of things, the effects. And each episode, like they had mentioned, was like an hour and some change, too. So it didn't feel like they were trying to rush things. And it didn't feel like it dragged on too long, either. And I'm a big fan of let me get something now. I'm not that wait every week kind of guy. Because I forget, I lose interest very quickly. So kudos to Stranger Things. I know you said it doesn't tickle your fancy, but if for some reason you ever get bored, you won't be disappointed by this season.
All right.
Let's get you some NFL actions. We actually have some football on a Saturday.
That's Stranger Things.
That is indeed Stranger Things. We're going to start off at 4:30 p.m. with the Houston Texans as they take on the Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers, 1.5-point favorites. What do you think? Does this tickle your fancy?
My fancy is tickled for this one.
My fancy is tickled.
Yeah, this is a battle for playoff seeding. Chargers are ahead of the Texans right now, one game. So if the Texans win, they will surpass the Chargers and get the fifth seed, I believe. Yes, they would get the fifth seed because they would surpass, because they'd have the tiebreak over Buffalo and they would have the tiebreak over the Chargers. I want to see how that defense goes against Justin Herbert. And I want to see Jim Harbaugh versus D'Amico Ryan. Both are defensive oriented head coaches. So, yeah, my fancy's tickled. This is a good Saturday afternoon game.
I agree. I think it's be a good game for sure. Now, another thing I'm going to ask you is picking who you think has the lowest and highest tickets to attend this game. And we're looking at the cheapest ticket to get you in the building and the most expensive cheapest ticket to get you in the building. So keep that in mind when you're picking these games. We got Houston and Los Angeles was the first one there. We're going to move on to the other Saturday matchup. You can catch on Peacock, 8 p.m. on Saturday. Baltimore at Green Bay. Green Bay is currently 4.5-point favorites.
Fancy not tickled. Lamar's not playing. Jordan Love's not playing. That game doesn't mean anything for Green Bay since Detroit lost. They don't really have anything to play for. I think they have maybe like some slim chances at the NFC North Division title. So maybe. But with nothing at stake anymore for both teams, yeah.
All right, fancy good call. Tickle.
And the cheapest ticket there might be $8. That's going to be cold.
That one is actually cheapest ticket listed at $120 for that.
That's crazy.
That is great to work indeed. Next, let's start with your Sunday slate of games. We'll run through these really quick before we head to break. Arizona at Cincinnati.
Fancy not tickled.
Fair enough.
Fancy what about not that tickled.
Ticket? Is that Cincinnati? Cheapest yeah. ticket might be $28.
$14.
See?
Pittsburgh at Cleveland.
Fancy is tickled.
My fancy is tickled.
Because I want to see Shadur, and I also want to see if Myles Garrett breaks that record. So, and, you know, do it yeah. against Aaron Rodgers, which would be kind of ironic because Michael Strahan broke the record against Brett Favre. So
Brett Favre.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, it would have been it'd be weird. But, yeah, my fancy is tickled for that one. Cheapest ticket in Cleveland, right? It's got to be like $36.
$57.
Yeah, see? We're not that far.
Not bad. Not that far. New Orleans at Tennessee.
Fancy's not tickled. Even though fancy I love to see Cam Ward, but no, Fancy's not tickled. And I'll probably say $33 cheapest ticket there.
$60.
Really? Damn.
Nashville's nice this time of year.
I guess.
Never been actually. Jacksonville at Indianapolis.
Fancy's not tickled. I don't think what's his name
fancy
is playing. Philip Rivers is not playing. And
what?
Yeah, they don't have. They're out of the playoff picture. So.
Oh yeah, so he's like, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Well, it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, well, you know, just like a Viagra or a Blue Chew.
That's it.
That's fun it.
While it lasted.
Good while it lasted.
Yeah. I think it's as low as $50 for that one.
Okay.
Tampa Bay at Miami.
Well, clearly my fancy is tickled because I'm covering
my fancy is tickled.
That's fair.
And it's probably like, what, $38 for the cheapest ticket?
You know, it's saying $93
I
here,
think
but I'm not
$38 the day of.
Yeah, I think that's 100% correct, if I'm being honest.
Tampa needs the game. Tampa needs the win to.
They do.
Yeah, they need the game to stay within reach of Carolina, who has a tough game themselves against Seattle. My fancy's tickled for that one.
Yeah, that was the next one that I had on the slate there. Tickets low as $100.
My fancy is tickled.
Wow, look at that. Carolina's raising their prices. I like it.
Come on up. How about this one? The Patriots at the Jets.
My fancy's not tickled.
Fancy not tickled.
Even though I'm a diehard Jets fan, but yeah, so yeah. I'll be watching the Tampa Dolphins game. But what's the cheapest ticket there? Like $118?
$67.
Wow, times are tough in New York.
Times are tough. New York at Las Vegas to begin the 4:00 slate. The Giants.
Fancy's not tickled, but.
Fancy not tickled.
$47, cheapest ticket.
$71, believe it or not.
Okay. You probably get a lot of New Yorkers that live in Vegas that'll probably come to the game in the West Coast.
We're getting the heavy hitters now. The Eagles at the Bills, 425.
Fancy is very tickled.
My fancy is tickled.
Yeah, that's a good one. Buffalo, 1.5-point favorites.
Yeah, Fancy's Tickle for that one. And I think Ticket probably be, you know what? It's going to be a little bit more expensive because these are the last two home games at that stadium. So I'm going to say, I'm going to say the cheapest ticket will probably be like
$123.
That's the cheapest ticket.
Yeah, it's the cheapest one. Tickets as low as.
Wow.
Now the final game of that Sunday night slate, 8:20 p.m. Chicago at San Francisco.
Fancy's very tickled.
My fancy is tickled.
This could be a battle between for number one seed in the NFC, because if the Niners win out, they'll be the number one seed in the NFC. The Bears are trying to get to Seattle, so they need a win, and they need to continue winning to win the NFC North.
Caleb
back in Cali. Brock Purdy coming off a 5-touchdown performance that kicked Vlad's fantasy football team out of the playoffs.
Unfortunately.
And I'm going to say the cheapest ticket for the stadium that will be hosting the Super Bowl again this year after they did it in 50. 108.
Oddly specific, and I like that, but $320.
What?
$320, most expensive game.
Chicago's going to travel, so they're going to pay tickets. Yeah. Bears fans will. And
our last game on the slate Monday, Rams at Falcons.
I mean, it's nothing to do on a Monday night, so the game will tickle my fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
The Matthew Stafford MVP run will continue. And I'll say the cheapest ticket there is Atlanta. I'll say
$49.
Jeez. Some good prices to go. I think I could go to Atlanta and go see a game then.
Take a spare flight. You'll be there.
Yeah, hey, I'll be there, you know. They'll charge me for breathing, but yeah.
That's it. You got to stand up on the flight, but it's totally fine. That is Tickle Vlad's Fancy. And we'll come back. We'll give you your latest headlines right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.